Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Salee, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. So far, we're off to a good start for the second quarter, with the energy market showing positive returns in spite of yet another U.S. crude inventory build of 1.6 million barrels reported by the Department of Energy. The week's build was particularly disappointing because just the night before, the API reported a crude stock draw, and analyst consensus was the DOE would report a small crude draw as well. We've previously discussed the dynamics leading to U.S. inventory growth in spite of a slightly undersupplied global oil market, so I won't rehash those points. However, I will put out a shameless plug that thanks to our outstanding investor relations team, you can find the previous podcasts on our website. But let me get back on point. As I mentioned, energy had a good week despite the surprise DOE build. It's always hard to say why oil trades the way it does in the short term, but our belief is the rally is related to OPEC. Specifically, OPEC reported that exports were down 900,000 barrels per day from February to March. Additionally, the market seems to be gaining further confidence that OPEC will extend production cuts, which, ironically, is partially driven by the fact that U.S. inventories continue building. How's that for a circular explanation? Last, on Friday, oil was pushed even higher following U.S. airstrikes in Syria. As a result, oil, MLPs, and the S&P Energy Index were all positive on the week. Now I'm going to switch gears to a subject that we've been following closely in the last couple of weeks, but it's not something that's commonly discussed. The topic is anomalies in North American crude location basis. Location basis simply refers to the price difference for similar grades of crude oil at different hubs. Typically in North America, for light sweet crude, the price is highest along the Gulf Coast, trades at a slight discount in West Texas and Cushing, Oklahoma, a larger discount in the Rockies and North Dakota, and yet an even larger discount in Canada. This is logical as the majority of oil consumption occurs at Gulf Coast refineries and the cost to transport oil to this demand source grows as you get further away. However, a confluence of events has recently taken place disrupting these typical basis observations. These events include an outage of the Syncrude Mildred Lake upgrader, reducing supply of crude from Canada, Dakota Access line fill, which is increasing demand of crude from the Bakken field, and finally, an outage of the Capline pipeline. These three separate events all result in lower supply of and higher demand for Midwest crude. As a result, light Canadian crude, or Syncrude Sweet, has popped to $5 over WTI per barrel. We've seen this level of premium only one other time, going all the way back to 2013 when crude prices were hovering around $100. Additionally, Bakken crude at the Clearbrook hub is trading $1 over WTI, quite a difference from the days of Bakken crude trading at a $10 to $20 discount to pay for rail transport to the East Coast. If you're wondering why we care about crude price differentials, it's because it matters to energy companies. As a couple of obvious examples, this is a windfall for producers in Canada and the Bakken since they're getting higher prices than normal. On the flip side, Midwestern refineries are having to pay up for barrels to run their units, hurting their margins. The key question is how long this dynamic will last. And in our view, Bakken and Canadian crude will continue to be tight for the next several weeks while DAPL line fill and the Mildred Lake outage continue. It was a fairly busy week in news, starting with Tallgrass, who Monday announced they will buy an additional 25% stake in the Rockies Express pipeline from Tallgrass Development for $400 million, taking their ownership in the pipeline to 50%. As part of the transaction, management will recommend a 12.3% increase in its quarterly distribution over the next two quarters. Also Monday, EPD shared plans to develop additional ethylene infrastructure at its Mont Belvieu complex, supported by new customer commitments. This investment will increase the deliverability of a 5.3 million barrel storage cavern to 2,000 barrels per hour and include a new 12-inch pipeline from Mont Belvieu to Bayport, Texas. Exelon Generation announced it has sold a 49% interest in XGen Renewables for $400 million to John Hancock Life Insurance Company. XGen Renewables is the owner of 1,300 megawatts of wind and solar generation assets. First Solar announced it has hired advisors to explore a sale of its 50% joint venture interest in 8.3 Energy Partners, owner of 945 megawatts of solar generation assets. SunPower owns the other JV interest in 8.3. Finally, SunLP, the retail fuel distributor, not to be confused with Sunoco Logistics, the pipeline company, announced the divestiture of a majority of its convenience stores for $3.3 billion, which will be used to pay down debt. The stores will be sold to 7-Eleven, who signed a 15-year take-or-pay fuel supply agreement with Sunoco. Well, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.